Syrian authorities say they are looking for the fate of the crew of a military helicopter which crashed in an area controlled by the foreign-backed militants. Now, they say the copter went down after experiencing malfunction near the town of Marat al-Nu'man in Idlib province. Militants loyal to the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front are active in the area. An amateur video posted on the internet shows the militants inspecting the chopper's wreckage. They claim to have captured all the staff.
As you have just said, a Syrian helicopter crashed actually in Al Zawiya mountain in Idlib countryside, particularly in a small village called Deir Sinbul. This is, of course, a militant held town over there close to the Syrian city of Idlib. According to the Syrian government, the helicopter had to carry out an emergency landing because of a technical malfunction. However, the landing failed and the helicopter crashed. We know that there are between 4 to 7 crew members who were inside the helicopter. Their fate is still unknown, as according to the Syrian government sources, they are still searching for the crew members. However, if we look at the story from the side of the foreign-backed militants over there, they are claiming that they have captured the crew members. We have seen some videos uploaded online on the internet showing the chopper where it, the helicopter where it crashed, and also showing allegedly members of the crew of this helicopter. They are saying that one of them has been killed and the others were injured, but however, they're saying that they are captured. Now, if unfortunately, if we don't hear any official statement by the Syrian government within the 24 hours, coming 24 hours, we will have to consider them as captured or at least still missing.